This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. A man who pleaded guilty to manslaughter for a death in a Fort Smith bar parking lot has been given a 10-year suspended sentence. Prosecutors say Michael Scarlett ran over Jeremy Enoch with a semi in April. Enoch was trying to disconnect airlines to the semi when he fell and was hit by the rig as it drove away. Police say both men were intoxicated at the time. Arkansas school children will be able to get vaccinated against the flu at school clinics being held this month across the state. The nasal mist and injectable vaccine will be available for children in kindergarten through the 12th grade. Dateline Yellville, where an animal rights group is offering a $5,000 reward to find whoever drops live turkeys from an airplane at the Yellville Turkey Trot Festival. The annual festival begins tomorrow. While the turkey drop is no longer sanctioned by festival organizers, the birds have still been tossed out of low-flying planes. Here's a message from Independence County Sheriff Steve Jeffrey about a citizen search this afternoon and early this evening on Highway 69 that has to do with the disappearance of a Cushman woman.
Gary Anna Faye Cowden's family and friends and volunteers are going to do a foot search this evening beginning about 4 o'clock to 6 on Highway 69 from Cushman to Batesville, and they'll be looking in the ditches, basically, and they'll be wearing orange vests. We just want the public to be aware that they'll be out there and be extra careful when they're going back and forth on Highway 69. And
Sheriff Steve Jeffrey, one of the organizers, Amber L. Bass, said they're looking for any sign of Ms. Cowden or her automobile. She said another concern is to make sure that all volunteers are safe on the highway as they do the search. For anyone that would like to volunteer, they'll be meeting at Cushman Community Center at 4:30 to begin, but searchers will be going out at various times after that until dark. Anyone is welcome that would like to help. Faye Cowden was last seen Saturday, October 1st in the Cushman area. She was driving a white four-door 1993 Toyota Camry. The car had duct tape on the right passenger side window and is missing the right passenger hubcap. The license number is 409JZF. If you have information about the whereabouts of Ms. Cowden, call the Independence County Sheriff's Department. At least for the next few days, the Independence County Sheriff's Department Traffic Division will be monitoring with radar traffic on St. Louis Street, Highway 167 in Batesville. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said he's been receiving complaints that several vehicles have been speeding on one of the busiest four lanes in the county. He said big trucks have been guilty as well. The sheriff said he hoped a word to the wise would be sufficient. Dateline Hot Springs, where Judge Larry Brown of Sharp County was elected to serve on the Executive Committee of the County Judges Association of Arkansas. Judge Brown was installed into that position during a ceremony that was held in conjunction with the County Judges Association of Arkansas's annual fall meeting that was held the last part of September at the Hot Springs Convention Center in Hot Springs. The association holds three meetings per year, presenting information in the way of continuing education on national, state, and local issues pertaining to the more efficient operation of county government. Re-elected to represent the White River District of Arkansas on the Executive Committee was Judge Michael Lincoln of White County. And the Melbourne water system has a partial boil order. There's a boil order in effect for the area starting at County Road 62. That would be right at the Senior Citizen Center and goes to the end of the line at Brockwell. If you have any questions, you can call Melbourne City Hall at 368-4215. And Lyon College will have their new campus center groundbreaking ceremony on Friday, October 21st at 1:30 p.m. It'll be the future campus center site, which is the old Edwards Common site on the Lyon College campus.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.